Hello, and welcome to Dopey, the podcast on drugs, addiction, and dumb shit. And I know I put out a Tuesday episode yesterday, Dopey Tuesday, but me and Ray recorded the ultimate Raytreon, Patreon, Hatreon, Gaytreon episode, and I have another real Dopey Tuesday next week, so I'm putting out a teaser for this thing now. Go join Patreon. It is a very controversial and very dopey bit with Ray. It's pretty long. It's good. I would go to www.patreon.com/dopeypodcast. If you're a dopey fan and you've gotten thousands of hours of free material from Dopey, the least you could do is join us at $8 a month or $5 a month. $5 a month comes out to like, let's see, $5 divided by 30 days equals 16 cents a day. That is Dopey worth 16 cents a day to you? I'd rather the $8 a month. Let's see what the $8 a month is. So $8 divided by 30 days equals 26 cents a day, and you can be a really good standing member of Dopey Patreon. And if you join either of those things, I'll send you stickers too. And if you went for the $10 level, I'd send you the serious deluxe sticker pack, which is every Dopey sticker, every Oy Vey sticker, and the coveted Last Jewish Waiter sticker. I think we might even have some Othello stickers. That's the $10 level. The $15 level, you get a pair of socks and all the stickers. And for the $5 level, all levels, you get to join us at our Dopey Patreon Zoom. We do a Wednesday meeting every week. This morning we did one with Twan, who was on yesterday from Mountainside. It was a really, I mean, I like to say everything is great. It was a great meeting, though. It was a fantastic meeting. Ask anybody who goes to the Wednesday meeting. It's surprisingly good. And my dog is out there barking. I'm going to play you the Ray teaser, and I'm going to play you a bonus extra long voicemail from Dopey legend Michael Mickle Popham. He doesn't really say Mickle, but that sounds good. Michael Mickle Popham. Mr. Popham. An extra long Dopey voicemail from him right now for free. So first I'm going to play, listen, I'm playing you kind of the tamest part of the Hatreon, and you might know some of it already. I'm just going to say that. But join Patreon. Give me a fucking break. If you like Dopey, if you're part of this thing, just give me a break. Sign up for Dopey Patreon. I swear to God, I'm still at Katz's. The shit I have to do for Katz's is out of control. So stressful. Shouldn't Dopey just be about Dopey? Why should I be worrying about deliveries of pastrami every day? Help me. Help me, Dopey Nation. You're my only hope. Anyway, here's me and Ray. And this is like 7 minutes. There's another 40 minutes. That's sick. All right. Goodbye.
Dopey, dopey, dopey. Dopey, dopey, dopey. Dopey, dopey, dopey. Dopey, dopey, dopey. Dopey, 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 dopey.
You know what I had for breakfast?
Tell us. I'd say three cookies.
Ice cream.
What kind?
Coffee.
Did you make it yourself?
Yes.
How? Tell us how you made it.
Well, I was just thinking, if I drink a glass of orange juice in the morning, that's cool. But if I pour that orange juice into an ice cream maker and make orange sherbet, then it's like you shouldn't have that for breakfast. I just made coffee and then I poured it into my ice cream maker, milk and sugar, and then had coffee ice cream.
Like, how was it?
It was delicious.
How much did you make?
A lot.
How much?
A whole pot full.
Why didn't you bring any over?
It's in my freezer.
You're so selfish, Dopey Ray.
Next time. You come over to my apartment,
let me
I'll
ask
make
you
some
this.
Ice cream.
Let me ask you this. Yeah. I forgot what I was going to ask.
Say that.
Oh, you want me to say your Florida
try
words?
Try it.
All right, here's your Florida words.
I want to hear it fast.
With La Cucci, Apalachicola, Wee Wahitichka, Soap Chop Choppy, Mikosuki, Chakawachahachi, Chattahoochee, Kalushachi, Wakisa, Homasasa, Likuchi, Wikiwachi, and Okefenokee.
This is where my family reunion was always in Homosassa. So it's, you got So you got one of them right.
Which one?
Chattahoochee.
And I got the last one right.
Yeah, let me see. Withlacoochee, Apalachicola, Weewa, Hitchcock, Choppy, Miccosukee, Choctahatchee, Chattahoochee, Caloosahatchee, Wasissa, Homosassa, Chitukni, Wikiwachi, Oki, Funoki.
Did you say homosexual in there?
Homosexual. homosexual Springs.
What was the spot? Where's the spot by Miami? It's got a really good name. It's got a really good Florida name.
What's that?
Apple. It's fuck. I don't remember. Right by but Miami. That's where everyone would cop dope from my rehab. They'd really? Go down to this town. I forgot what it was called. Doesn't matter. All right, Ray. I have another story to tell you.
Yeah.
But I want to make it a video too. So I'm just gonna. We're gonna try something different. We're gonna do this. We're going to do this. I apologize to the Dopey Nation who's watching any of these videos, but nobody watches them.
No.
So
we're on a different subject now.
Yes. So I went to a meeting, and I've told this story many times on the show.
Yeah.
I've beaten this story to death.
Yeah.
But I decided I'm not going to be done with this story until I tell it to you.
Okay.
So I'm at a meeting.
Yeah.
Okay. And
And then what?
They're talking about sleeping and stuff. And the woman shares how she doesn't take Benadryl and she doesn't take melatonin.
Yeah.
And I shared that I do take Benadryl and melatonin. And I'm out of melatonin, so I've just been taking Benadryl. What?
I'm just on a crazy Benadryl thing.
Yeah, it's great. It's fantastic.
It's working every night.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm tired of people's ill Benadryl judgment.
Somebody judged me the other day.
It's like, how dare you? Yeah, only God can judge me.
I said, some people in meetings have a problem with that. I don't.
Who judged you, Tony?
It was someone up there, someone that's in the program. They're like, who's, it was just called Sleep Aid, and it was on the counter.
Yummy.
And someone's like, Sleep whose is aid. This? I'm like, it's mine.
Someone, your husband. Someone who I might be married to.
No, it wasn't him.
Someone who I might have.
No, it was a visitor. It was a sober visitor.
Was it Harvey Fierstein?
Yes.
Holy cow. Anyway, so after the meeting, this woman comes up to me and she goes, do you know what and I'm standing with my friend Larry. And Larry is like Richard Dawson at the meeting.
This is the beach meeting?
Yeah. Larry kisses every girl at the meeting. And she goes, do you know what I do to sleep at night? And I said, what do you do? And she said, I drink cum.
No.
And I said, what? And Larry goes, what? And she goes, I drink cum. And I said, what are you talking about? And she says, I drink cum. It's a magnesium supplement they sell at Costco. And I said, what?
They need a better name for their product.
And Larry goes, oh, cum.
Cum.
She goes, no, yeah, cum. And I was like, okay. And I didn't say anything. And I was like, this is the greatest moment of my life. And I go home. And then the next morning, and she goes, I'll bring you some. And I was like, fantastic. And then the next morning, I go to the meeting. And I park. And she comes to my window. And she goes, she goes, I brought you something. And I said, what? And she takes out a bag, like a plastic baggie,
yeah.
And it's full of white powder. And she goes, it's cum. She goes, it's cum. You mix it in a glass of water and you drink
it. What's in cum?
It's it's cum.
But what's
it's a magnesium supplement.
Okay, magnesium puts you to sleep.
And then I went to my friend Doug and I went, I think I really missed a big opportunity in making fun of her because I thought it was cum. And he goes, no, you don't do that. And for a week, I was like, why didn't I tell her I thought it was cum? That's so funny. And then I went home because I wanted to try it because I was tired of the Benadryl and I couldn't find it. And the next day I saw her at the meeting and I said, you're not going to believe what happened. And she goes, what? I said, I lost the cum. See, I knew you'd love this story. Isn't this a fantastic story? All right. Thank you, Ray. This has been fantastic. Oh, yeah. What do you hate, Ray?
I hate anything?
I don't know.
Probably something I can't think of right now.
Okay. Very good. Thank you, Ray. This is fantastic.
Dopey, 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 dopey.
That was a short sneak preview of the Raytreon. And we talk some shit on the Raytreon that definitely can never air on the feed, which should be reason why you join Patreon at www.patreon.com/dopeypodcast. And now, because I'm not a welcher, here's extra long Mick Popham that I should have just put on Patreon and charged you to listen to. But here is Mr. Popham.
Hello, Dave. Hello, Dopey Nation. It's Mick here. I just thought I'd send you in a dopey story. I was chatting to one of my mates in the Dopey Nation, and he's just been to Hong Kong. And chatting to him about his travels reminded me of a dopey story from many years ago. So I ended up in Hong Kong. And I've told this story on Dopey before, but just a real quick rundown. I lived in London in the UK, and my parents were in New Zealand. I was going to New Zealand to see them to detox off heroin. I'd had a habit for about 3 years, and they said, come over, see us. And my plan was to detox over there with my family. So I got the tickets and everything, and a friend of mine had just come into a bit of money. So he said he'd come with me and give it a go as well. So the stopover from London to New Zealand, one of them's in Hong Kong. But we got all fucked up on the plane and in the airport before we got on the plane on vodka and bloody Valium, and ended up getting arrested at the stopover at Hong Kong for reckless public endangerment and criminal damage and blah, blah, blah. Anyway, we got locked up for about 4 or 5 days, and then we made bail, but we had to stay in Hong Kong to go to court for the criminal damage and reckless public endangerment charges. We had some heroin with us, which I'd put in the bank, as we say in the UK, which is basically wrapped up in a condom and shoved up your ass. And thank fucking God they never found that when we got arrested. Otherwise, I'd probably still be there now. Obviously, that ran out pretty quick in Hong Kong, but at this time in Kowloon in Hong Kong, it was very easy to score drugs. So I think within 2 or 3 days of being there, we'd managed to score heroin, and also found a chemist pharmacy that was willing to sell us other stuff as well, like benzos and amphetamine tablets and all this sort of thing, sort of under the counter. So this leads us up to about 4 weeks later. That's about 2 weeks before we're due to go to court to face the charges. We were living in a backpacking hostel / hotel in Kowloon, and just basically acting like complete recalcitrant, debaucherous fucking assholes, just partying. And like, we would, in our heads, we were traveling, you know. The plan had been to go backpacking and spend time with friends and family in New Zealand. So we had the money to be traveling, but we were just absolutely pissing out of the wall. It was a total fucking disaster. Like, we saw a lot of cool sights and a lot of amazing parts of the country there, but it was all, we were just off our nut the whole time. It was an absolute fuck up. But about 4 weeks into this, we're staying at this place in Kowloon, and we were drinking at a place in Wan Chai, which is just up the road, a place called the Roo Bar, which is an Australian-themed pub, and they serve these big cocktails in fish bowls, and they got pool tables down there. So I was playing pool and playing for money. I used to play pool quite well. I was sort of played in leagues and competitions and sort of played for money back in the UK. So I was doing good this night. I was up a few $100, and all of a sudden, all these drunk American sailors come in. There was an American aircraft carrier docked in Hong Kong, and there was all the sailors and military personnel were on shore leave, or some of them were. So they all come in all drunk and merry, and we start playing pool with them and betting, and it's fucking having an absolute whale of a time. And there's these two guys in particular that we got chatting to. One of them saw me do a bump off my, it was either off my key or off the back of my hand. I'd got some speed and I'd done a little, and you know when you kind of make eye contact with somebody and you know you just kind of know you're on a similar level. So we play a game of pool, and I'd won about 10 games on the trot, and then this bloody American fella comes and it's just, I don't know, fucking double or quits sort of scenario, and he clears me out. This geezer was a sharp man. He played like a fucking fiend. but he was a cool guy, and his mate and my mate, the four of us, were having a great time. And they have a bit of speed and all that, and then we get down to talking, and he was talking about getting some opium. And I said, well, funnily enough, I happen to know where we can get some of that, because I'd by this point been there long enough that I'd made a few connections. So off we go into the night, back to Kowloon, and we go to an opium den that this guy Nabeen, who I'd met over there, he introduced me to. So we're smoking opium and taking speed, and we decide we're gonna go and find some ladies of the night. I also had some Viagra, which was very helpful, because the narcotic consumption was not really conducive for, you know, getting down to that sort of business. So the same pharmacy had very obligingly sold me some Viagra as well. So that was great. So we all shared them around. And at some point, it gets a bit hazy here, but we leave the opium den. We're walking back through Wan Chai. We go back to Kowloon, and the two American guys were staying a bit further down the road, so they kind of go off with a couple of girls, and we're going back with a couple of girls and back to the hotel room or motel hostel room, and yeah, you know, the rest of the night unfolds. And then about 5-6 o'clock in the morning, I wake up, and there's one girl lying on the bed next to me, stark naked. I'm stark bollock naked. And the other girl has got a razor blade, and she's trying to cut through the inside pocket bit of the backpack I had. Now, I had this kind of pocket which had one of those little travel padlocks on it, and in that was my passport, about $500, probably a gram and a half of heroin, a bit of speed, etc., etc. And she's trying to cut into this pocket. And I just went, oi! And she looks up. And like, I'm dazed, I'm confused, I'm hungover, I'm fucked. And she, I swear she looks at me, makes eye contact, holds the razor blade up, and she like bares her teeth and kind of hisses at me. She's like, shh. And I'm like, ah. And I reach over, and there's one of those big old Casio alarm clocks, like the plug-in big digital alarm clock on the bedside table. And I picked it up and I ripped the cable out of the wall, and I just chucked it at her. I'm not really proud of that, but it's like, it's what happened. And it cracked her on the kind of side of the shoulder and the face, and she kind of fell backwards. And the girl next to me wakes up, and she's, and you know, they both start yelling, and they're like, no, we no do nothing, you pay now, or man come, you pay for, because we'd given them half the money or something before, and we'd still, and my mate Rob comes stumbling in from the other room, and he's like, what's, and everyone's shouting and screaming, and I think I picked the razor blade up and flicked it, chucked it down the toilet or something. And I think in the end I ended up paying the girl, one of the girls, and telling the other one, no, you're fucking getting nothing. She's, no, man, come, you pay, man, come. No, I'm not fucking paying. So they leave. And I think the first thing we did, I don't need some bloody triad pimp knocking on my door. So we packed up and walked down the road and checked into another hotel about a quarter of a mile down the road. And carried on with the Hong Kong mission. So anyway, there's a dopey story. I hope everyone out there in the Dopey Nation is happy and well. I've really been enjoying listening to the show recently. I've been a bit down in myself. I've been depressed recently, if I'm brutally honest, but I really should reach out to some people more. But listening to Dopey always seems to bring me back, and I like sending these helps as well. I always find making contact with Dopey is a incredibly helpful tool. It kind of gives a bit of a jolt to do the next right thing. But anyway, I'm rambling. Stay strong, Dopey Nation, and fucking toodles for Chris.
Thank you, Mr. Popham. Southeast Asia, heroin, prostitutes, you never disappoint. Sorry you're going through it. I hope you listened to Twan's depression episode. You should have come to our depression Zoom today. It made some people more depressed, but it made me feel better. Listen to Twan on depression. Thank you for sending that shit in. I owe you like so much shit. You've got a nice goodie bag coming to you at DopeyCon 5. DopeyCon 5 is going to get cemented soon. The Raytreon special is currently up on Patreon, so join us at www.patreon.com/dopeypodcast. I'm going to Vermont on Friday for The Phoenix is doing a 5K and a music festival with Anders Osborne in Ludlow, Vermont at the Divided Sky Rehab, which is the rehab that Trey Anastasio of Phish founded. Trey will not be there, but this is getting us inches closer to having Phish on the show. So thank you for listening to this extra long teaser. Stay strong, Dopey Nation, and fucking toodles for Chris. And this is Ray Brown doing Good So Bad.
I want to take a walk around the world. I wonder would it do me any good? Until I get some money in my pocket, then I guess I'll just have to walk around my neighborhood. I wanna be good, so bad, so bad. But bad desire's all I've ever had. I wanna be good, so bad, so bad. Bad desire's all I've ever had. I wanna take a ride up in the sky, watch those airplanes just pass me by. I wanna see a Lear jetliner take a dive, just to show all of those people what it means to be alive. And I wanna be good, so bad, so bad. Bad desire's all I've ever had. Be good, so bad, so bad, yeah, yeah. Bad desire's all I've ever had. My shadow's getting smaller and smaller. It's high noon where I stand. My shadow's getting smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller. And it's high noon where I stand. They pay it any mind this busted city far behind. I'll take the high road, however far it winds, 'cause peace and love are very, 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 very hard to find. And I wanna be good, so bad, so bad. Bad desires all I've ever had. I wanna be good, so bad, so bad, yeah. Bad desires all I've ever had. It's 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 all I've ever had. These suckers make me mad. I wanna call my dad. Yeah, it's all I've ever had. I wanna call my dad. These suckers make me mad. It's all I've ever had. It's all I've ever had. It's all I've ever had.